It's time for Lawrence County High School Football, brought to you exclusively on WAKO. Lawrence County High School Football is made possible by the following sponsors: Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Casey State Bank, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, People's State Bank, Toyota Bashuko, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and Rutgers Wholesale. This is Lawrence County High School Football on WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Edloe Field, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian and Red Hill Suluki football on WAKO, as the annual oil field game 2019 will take place momentarily. It's time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Indians and Sulukis here in the Oil Field Trophy Contest. The annual Oil Field Trophy has been given out over a number of years, and Bill Richardson, my partner alongside. Bill, the Oil Field Trophy has been battled for by both these ball clubs. Sulukis, over the most recent times, have won. In fact, I think they've won three in a row. Before that, the Indians had dominated in the Oil Field Trophy. Talk about a little bit about the origins of the Oil Field Trophy.
Well, the Oil Field Trophy, Steve, started in 2001, the fall of 2001, when the teams, that was the year they jumped from the North Egypt Conference into the LIC. I was just going to work at the paper at that time, and I got together with some people, and we thought it'd be a good idea to start a trophy game, that this rivalry was worthy of having a trophy. You know, nobody else, Steve, in the whole world cares what happens here tonight, but everybody in our little corner of the world is interested in this football game, and should be quite a battle. Neither team's done very well. Neither team's had an outstanding season, but whoever wins this game will have had a successful season.
They will win a trophy, the Oil Field Trophy. Both ball clubs have the same overall records at 1-6. The Indians have won a conference game. They did beat Paris to go 1-6 in league play. The Sulukis have a non-conference win. Their win was over the oblong Palestine Hudsonville Panthers in non-conference play. So whoever wins here, Bill, you can honestly say he's going to win two games at least,
right,
for the remainder of the year.
And, you know, both have a game to close out the season next week, and maybe they can even win three games. But, yeah, but if they win two games, so what, as long as they win this one game against their longtime rival, their bitter rival. This series goes way back before the Oil Field Trophy, before Red Hill High School became Red Hill High School. This game goes back to Lawrenceville versus Bridgeport, back into the 1930s or even before that. So a lot of history, this rivalry.
As we mentioned at the outset, neither team has had an outstanding season. Both are 1-6, and the Indians are 1-6 in league play. Sulukis 0-6. Bill, I've had a lot of people ask me about this contest. You figure that it would be even, but you never know with high school football. You look at both teams, the Sulukis have scored some more points than the Indians have on the year, but the Indian defense has been staunch as well, so you just never know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any idea, Steve. If somebody put a gun to my head and made me pick, I would probably pick Red Hill to win this football game, but it's a game that nothing happens here tonight would surprise me. I will say, you know, it's been a long, the Indians have had a lot of trouble scoring. It's been a long time since they scored a touchdown. Legitimately, the last touchdown they had was on a kickoff return two games ago. You know, so I think that if they continue to struggle to put the ball in the end zone, it's going to be hard for them to win this game. My guess is that if either team could put three touchdowns on the board, they'd probably be golden, probably be good enough to win this game.
Both teams coming off losses last week. The Sulukis lost on the road at Marshall, 52-20. The Indians lost on the road to Robinson, 37-0. It's the Indians and the Sulukis, the Oil Field Trophy Contest. I had a chance to talk it over with both coaches, Travis Ryder of the Indians and also Billy Gray of the Sulukis. We'll hear from both coaches coming up momentarily. You're listening to Indian and Suluki football on WAKO.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Well, Indians are at home for the final time this season. They take on the Red Hill Salukis in the annual Oil Field Trophy game at Loeb Field. We talked it over prior to the game with Indian head coach Travis Ryder. And Indians, Salukis, this is your first taste of the rivalry. Just your thoughts on rivalry games. I'm sure you had them in your long coaching career, but just get your thoughts on a rivalry game.
Oh, I love the rivalry game. The kids get up for it. You know, the communities are really close, and that's kind of what makes it a lot of fun because everybody knows everybody. A lot of kids play, you know, travel sports together during the summer. So, you know, it makes it a lot of fun because they know everybody on both sides.
Not only are you playing your rival, but you're also playing for a trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a big thing. The kids really get up for that trophy.
Well, it's the Indians and Salukis. Both teams have struggled this year. Just your thoughts on Red Hill coming here tonight.
Red Hill's a good football team. You know, I know their record doesn't show it, but, you know, they're big up front. They run hard. Coach Gray does a good job with them. You know, they've had some closer games, and, you know, I think they're going to give us a great effort, and we'll give them a great effort. We should have a good ball game tonight.
What sort of team are the Salukis?
They're a run-first team. You know, they're going to run wishbone. They're going to run a little bit of wing tee. He spread it out a little bit this year and thrown something that he really hasn't done in the past. But, you know, we'll be ready for whatever they throw at us.
This is probably, over the long year, probably the most evenly matched you'll be physically with any ball club. Neither team is really that big.
No, they're probably a little bit bigger than we are up front still. You know, we're pretty small for a high school football team. But, you know, like I said, I think that it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
It is, as I mentioned, at the outset, the final time you play here, senior night. You'll recognize your seniors. Just talk a little about those guys.
You know, it's my first year with all these guys, but they've done a good job for me. You know, I'm going to miss them. The whole program's going to miss them, you know, from everybody all the way through. You know, they've been leaders for us on and off the field, and, you know, they're going to do a lot of good things as they move on into the future endeavors moving forward.
How are you guys health-wise?
We're not too bad. Chase Hooper's not going to play today, and Brennan's not going to play. But other than that, you know, everybody should be ready to go.
Indian Salukis, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Salukis Indians, I don't think you have to say much more than that, do you?
No, you don't. You never know what's going to happen this week. It's a lot of fun. As I was telling another press person, that the kids know the opponents very well, actually much more so than we could get off film. So it's an exciting week that they know the opponent, and anything can happen in this game. And with both teams struggling this year, it could be a very interesting night.
Not only do you know each other, but this is probably, as you look over the entire season, maybe the most evenly matched physically of both teams.
Yeah, definitely. We through watching film and taking in what they do offensively, we feel like that suits our defense and vice versa, and I'm sure they're feeling the same. So excited to get to the game. I would love for it to be at home, but it's not this year, so we'll go over there and battle them on their turf and see how it ends.
You guys have had pretty much the run of things here in the oil field game for the last few years. What can you attribute that to?
You know, our success, the kids' work ethic, the dedication to the program, believing in the system. And we had, not that we don't have athletes now, but we had a lot of good athletes. And anytime you can put a team together like that, you're going to do some things. And four consecutive playoff appearances speaks for itself. But this group's not quit yet, and we're going to battle through these last two games and hopefully get a couple wins.
Just tell me your impressions of Lawrenceville.
You know, I think they're a much improved team. They're they play with a lot of heart now, and then they swarm to the football on defense. And offensively, he's got some things going over there and seems to have a system that's working for them. And it's going to be a battle.
Seems to be this has been a year that both teams have made mistakes. And whoever makes the less mistakes probably win this game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have definitely made our fair share of mistakes, and I've seen some of theirs on their film. But I think it will come down to mistakes and turnovers. Whoever's more disciplined and controls the football is going to win.
Good luck.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we've heard from both coaches, Billy Gray of the Red Hill Salukis and Travis Ryder of the Lawrenceville Indians. Indians and Salukis, the Oilfield Trophy game here from Ledlow Field. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, other games tonight in the Little Illini Conference. Paris playing at Robinson. Richland County is at Newton. Marshall's at KZ Westfield. There's a rivalry game for you, Marshall and KZ Westfield. Non-conference play, Carlisle is playing at Flora over in Indiana tonight. It's the last night of the regular season. Vincennes Lincoln playing at Princeton, and North Knox is at home against Washington. Indians and the Salukis, the Oilfield Trophy game. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're back with the kickoff in 2 minutes. This is Indian football on Light 103 and the Legend.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian and Saluki football, the Oilfield Trophy game. The Indians will kick off to start this contest. Saluki with two men back deep at about their 20-yard line. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Indians and Salukis. Indians clad in their red home uniforms with the white numerals and the red helmets. Salukis in the traveling white uniforms with the blue helmets and the red, white, and blue trim. Jordan Jones will kick to start this game. It's a line drive kick and taken by one of the Saluki up men. Dives on it at the 38-yard line. And the Salukis will go first and 10 from their own 38.
Referees tonight, Steve, some friends of ours, Bill McLean, Jared Smith, Brian Danks, Dave Summers, and Dave Howard.
First and 10 for the Salukis of Billy Gray. Salukis last year were a playoff squad. Lost a lot of good players, including their all-time rushing leader, Drew Moore, and have had to restoke things this year. And they come up to the line of scrimmage, wishbone formation in the backfield. And here is a give off the right side and a good run across the 40 to the 42 by the Salukis' Gannon Gaither. He's a 5'10", 150-pound senior, and a good gain about 5 yards on first down. Salukis are quarterbacked by Andrew Maxfield. He's a 6'3", 155-pound sophomore. Gaither, one of the running backs in the backfield in that wishbone formation. Both ends in tight for the Salukis. Indians showing a five-man defensive front. Here's a give up the middle and good running and a first down run. Hard running there by Gavin Volkman. Gavin Volkman, a 6'2", 220-pound senior, number 34, and a first down for the Salukis on the ground. Two plays. And the initial first down of the night, close to the 50-yard line. First and 10 for the Salukis. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Andrew Maxfield under center. Looks over the Indian defense. Gives to the third man off the left side. And burrowing forward is Gaither. And he picks up about 4 or 5 yards. We'll give him a gain of 4. It'll be 2nd and 6. 10:55 to go here in the opening quarter. 2nd down and 6 for the Salukis inside Indian territory at the Tribe 46-yard line.
Salukis have run 3 times for 17 yards here to start the ball game. 1.5 minutes in.
Up to the line of scrimmage they come again. Wishbone formation ends in tight. Maxfield up under center on the long count. Gives this time right side. And the Indians collapse, but still burrowing forward and falling forward for yardage to the 42-yard line is Drake Allen. Drake Allen is a 6'2", 170-pound junior for the Salukis, coached by Billy Gray. Billy Gray, an outstanding Saluki player in his own right, outstanding quarterback. Led the Salukis to the IHSA quarterfinals when he was in school.
Memorable game against Mount Carmel that year in the playoffs.
Indeed. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield pitches now to the outside to Gaither. Gaither has running room. First down. He's across the 40 and inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. And they'll mark him there. First and 10 for the Salukis. So all on the ground, the Salukis, who do have a size advantage up front, have driven into Indian territory.
They've moved it 25 yards on this drive on 5 plays. 3 carries for Gannon, Gaither, 1 each for Volkman and Allen.
Ends in. Well, this time they send him in split to the left side, but still have the wishbone formation in the backfield. And to give up the middle and burrowing forward, being stopped, but not brought to the ground, is the running back. Boy, he does not want to go down. Let's see who that is as they unpile there. That was Gavin Volkman. Volkman did not want to go down. He earned that 2-yard carry, so it'll be 2nd down and 8 from the 36.
2 is the fewest yards the Salukis have gained on any play so far tonight, so the Indians are a little better shape on this portion.
Here is now Maxfield wanting to throw. Throws, has a man open. It's incomplete. Had a man behind the Indian secondary. That was Nathan Worth, the 6'7", 180-pound senior. He was open out there, but overthrown. So the first pass of the night is incomplete. We didn't see any passing by Robinson last week against the Indians. Salukis with their first pass of the night here. It's 3rd down and long.
Well, I talked to some people about that game last Friday night. Steve Robinson did not throw one pass, and nobody I talked to could ever remember a situation like that where a team went through an entire game without attempting at least one pass. But Robinson didn't have to.
3rd down and long. Let's see if the Indian defense can stiffen here in their own territory. 8:44 to go in the opening quarter. Ends in tight. Pitch to the outside, right side, and good running room and a first down run inside the 30, down to the 25. Nice run there by Allen. And the Salukis have a first down. Good-looking play there. A sweep to the outside to Allen. And he is at the 26-yard line, where it'll be 1st and 10 for the Salukis at the Indian 26 with 8:35 to go here in the opening quarter. No score, but the Salukis are marching with the opening kickoff.
Biggest run of the night so far, 10 yards on that play.
Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. They fake. Maxfield keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes. Cuts back. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Salukis. Andrew Maxfield, quarterback keeper, went to the inside, then juked back to the outside and beat the secondary to the corner of the end zone. And the Salukis, an impressive drive right off the bat, have a lead of 6-0. With the extra point coming up here momentarily. It was a very impressive drive. Only 2 pass attempts there. The majority of it on the ground. And the Salukis score with 8:17 to go here in the opening quarter and lead 6-0. And they'll go for 2. Again, the ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield for this 2-point attempt. They pitch to the outside. That is to Gaither. He tries to get to the sticks and does not. And to the pylons, actually, and does not. So the 2-point conversion is no good. So on the People State Bank scoreboard, with 8:17 to go in the opening quarter, it is Red Hill 6, Lawrenceville nothing. You're listening to Indian and Saluki football on WAKO.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Saluki 6, Indians nothing, Saluki kickoff. And here is the kick, a line drive taken at about the 20-yard line, fumbled there, and picked up by the Indian return man. Has running room up the middle to the 40 and the 43-yard line. Nice return there after initially fumbling that. That was Jordan Jones with a nice run back of that kickoff. And the Indians will have good field position to start their first offensive drive of the night at their own 43-yard line with 8:08 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Saluki and Indian football brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. And by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. So the Red Indians to the line of scrimmage, two split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation, give off to Beeman off the right side, and he's wrapped up and knocked down for no gain by the Saluki defense. So it'll be second and 10 for the Indians. They give him a yard gain, so second down and 9, we'll call it. 7:52 to go here in the opening quarter. Indians with the first possession of the night after the Salukis took the opening kickoff and drove right down the field to a score. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Blaine Winningham at the quarterback. Wants to throw. Has time. Now rolls. Keeps it himself to the left side. Looks to get away from one man. Tripped up. But he keeps his balance. And he's at the 50-yard line and into Saluki territory at the 40. 50 running there by Blaine Winningham. 6'3", 180-pound senior, number 16. One of the Indian seniors honored prior to this game here. It is senior night at Loeb Field. Indians will be on the road to close on conference play at Trenton Westland a week from tomorrow. This time, Indians have a full house backfield. Winningham under center, pitches to Beeman on the right side, skips back to the in the middle, 45, 40, 35, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, touchdown Indians. Touchdown Indians, I don't see any flags on the field.
That's a 52-yard TD run.
Christian Beeman with the run. Got good blocking and able to cut back against the grain and get to the sidelines and scores. And we're even at 6 with the two-point conversion coming up here. 6:38 to go in the opening quarter of play.
How's that for some fireworks?
Indeed. Both these teams showing good ground games here in the early going. The Indians will go for two. They have all year long. Man split to the left side. Single back in the backfield. Blaine Winningham up under center for the two-point conversion attempt. He keeps it himself. Tries to skirt back to the middle, and he is going to be in for the two. In for the two. So with 6:38 to go here in the opening quarter play, the Indians answer back. And on the People's State Bank scoreboard, score now reads Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6. You're listening to Saluki and Indian football on WAKO.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of
Jump? This is gonna be amazing!
Just one sec, I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know, cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
Casey State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit caseystatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank, member FDIC.
Line drive kickoff here as we're back at Edlow Field. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Saluki and Indian football. And they say that the Saluki return man had his knee down when he fielded the ball. And he fielded it at the 39-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Salukis from their own 39. 6:35 to go here in the opening quarter. 8-6 Indians.
Now that was a 57 yards in two plays to score for the Indians that time.
Saluki offense up to the line of scrimmage. Ends in tight. And spread formation this time. And they give off the left side to Gannon Gaither. And Gaither lowers his head, barrels forward for about 3 or 4 yards. Let's call it 3 yards. It'll be second down and about 7. From the 42, their own 42 for the Red Hill Salukis. Here they come up to the line of scrimmage. This time, quarterback Maxfield is up under center, wishbone formation in the backfield. He fakes and wants to throw. Throws over the middle, and the pass is incomplete. Contact in the secondary. As the pass was intended out there for Damian Plummer, and he was well covered there, according to the official. Some contact there. I'm not so sure about that, Bill, but no, the official was right there and said incidental contact.
A lot closer to the play than we are, Steve.
Yes, indeed. Third down and long for the Salukis. At their own 42 with 5:52 to go here in an entertaining first part of this game so far. This time the Salukis send in split left and right, single back in the backfield. Now Maxfield wants to roll, rolling to his left side, throws, the pass is incomplete over the head of the intended receiver. And that pass was intended for Gannon Gaither. Incomplete, fourth down, and the Salukis will kick for the first time here this evening, I'm assuming, and it looks like they will. Looks like Anthony Gerald will be back there to kick it away for the Salukis, and a single man back deep for the Indians. Here's the kick, angling away from the return man, and takes an Indian bounce and bounces to the 41-yard line where the Indians will have it. First and 10 at their own 41. 5:37 to go here in the opening quarter. Lawrenceville Indians 8, Red Hill Salukis 6 in the Oil Field Trophy Game 2019.
17 yards on the punt. The Indians will take over with 5:37 to play in this opening period.
Blaine Winningham will bring the Indian offense out onto the field. And what do we got going on here?
Was there a flag?
I didn't see one. Yeah, there is. Apparently there is.
Didn't see the flag. Okay, we're going to do it again. A penalty apparently on Lawrenceville because the Indians would decline that. Now they're going to talk it over. Looks like Red Hill. Okay. It's going to be Lawrenceville's ball. They're going to move the ball back after the punt.
All right. Let's see where the Indians will end up.
Well, it should be about the 36 if it's a five-yard penalty.
5:37 to go here, opening quarter, 8-6. Indians on top here, and they'll mark the ball back to the Indian 26.
Okay, it's a 15-yard penalty.
Did not see any signal as to what that was. But the Indians were penalized, so it's first and 10 from their own 26. So there goes that good field position on that short punt by the Salukis. Blaine Winningham up, spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Winningham wants to throw. Throws long down the sidelines and well over the head of the intended receiver out there. That was Damon Parkman, the intended receiver. He was going down the sidelines, well overshot. Salukis put a little pressure on and forced Winningham to throw before he wanted to. Second down and 10. Clock stop with 5:31 to go here in the opening quarter. Good crowd on hand here tonight, as you would imagine, with these two teams only 3 miles apart. Lots of folks over across the way, clad in red, white, and blue for the Salukis. Spread formation again. Here's Winningham keeping himself. Up the middle he goes. He's to the 25, across the 30, and brought down at about the 32-yard line. And it will be third down. And we'll call it four. Well, they're going to call it three now. So third and three from their own 33 for the Indians with 5:10 to go here in the opening quarter. And the Tribe on top, 8-6.
So if they don't make it here, Steve, do you think they'd go for it or would they punt?
I would think they would punt, but we'll see. Two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the left side. Now a man in motion is Powell. And here's a give to Beeman. He's up the middle, has a first down, and he's across the 40 to the 44-yard line. 43 is where they mark him. First down for the Indians. Christian Beeman, another solid run for the Indian senior. Christian Beeman is a 5'11", 220-pound senior, number 31 on his back. First down for the Indians at the 43.
59 yards in three carries for Beeman. Of course, he had the 48-yarder for the Indians' touchdown tonight.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side. That's Beeman in the spread formation. There's a pass out caught by the and Eli Ivers. Ivers across the 45, and he's to the 47-yard line. 48, they mark it, so it'll be about a 5-yard pickup. Second down and five, second and six, let's call it. With 4:12 to go here in the opening quarter, second and six for the Indians at their own 47-yard line. Up to the line of scrimmage comes the Indian offense. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation, Beeman offset to the left side. Of quarterback Blaine Winningham, he gives to Beeman. Up the middle he goes. He's to midfield and inside Saluki territory to about the 49-yard line. Well, it'll be third down and short, third and about two. 3:38 to go here, and the clock moving in the opening quarter. 8-6, Indians on top. The Beeman touchdown run and a two-point conversion. Saluki scoring on a Maxfield quarterback keeper. This time, Winningham's up under center. Saluki show pressure. They pitch to the outside. And cutting up and getting the first down across midfield into Indian territory, or Saluki territory, I should say.
It was Parkman on the carry.
Damon Parkman for the Indians. He's a 6-foot, 185-pound senior, number one on his back, and a first down run for the Indians and Damon Parkman. First and 10 for the Indians. It's a Saluki 45. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. This time, single man to the left side, other end in tight. Here's a give to Beeman. Stutter steps away from one man, but can't get away from another. He's brought down at the original line of scrimmage. Good play they made there by the Saluki defense. No gain. Josh Henry making the stop there for the Saluki defense. Henry, a 6 foot, 190-pound senior, number 11, for the Dogs of Red Hill. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Empty backfield this time, actually three split to the right, and the Salukis jumps off sides. That was Henry, just talked about, who jumped off sides. And he's going to cost his team 5 yards on the offsides. Solo market at the 40-yard line. Will be second down and five with 2:20 to go here in the opening quarter.
Well, the Indians all throughout the season have committed penalties like that at crucial times. This time one goes in their favor, gives them a good chance to pick up a first down here.
Trips to the left side, or right side, I should say. Two men split to the left. Whittingham wants to throw out there, has a man in the flats. It's caught by Beeman. He's to the 35 and is down the sidelines, inside the 20, down to the 15-yard line, and a flag on the play.
Flag was in the secondary. I don't know who it's on.
We'll wait and see. Beeman caught the ball out in the flats and was tackled inside the 20-yard line. They mark him at the 16, but I think it's going to come back. Yeah, block in the back on the Indians. So that'll cost that nice reception and run by Beeman. Again, in high school football, they mark the penalty yardage off from the spot of the foul. So we'll wait and see where the Indians will end up with this ball. Be second down and long from wherever it is.
So they're going to get 8 on the pass play, 8 yards on the pass play, because that's where they're going to mark it off from. And is it a 10-yard penalty? Is it 15? I don't know.
Yeah.
They're sure taking their time to figure it out.
And they give no signal. Well, they did give a signal, blocking the back. Now they're conclaiming to they're going to mark it from the 40-yard line.
Okay, they are marking it from the line of scrimmage. So the play does not go. The 8 passing yards do not count, nor does the reception by Beeman.
Ball all the way back to the 45, the Indian 45, where it'll be second down and 20 from there.
That's a 15-yard penalty.
All right, second and 20. Now we have an official's timeout. Official was out of position. That's what was the problem there. All right, now we're ready to go. Two men split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Lane Whittingham, spread formation, throws now to the left side, passes caught by Ivers, and he dives forward to near the 50-yard line, picked up about 5. It'll be third down and 15. When you think about penalties, Bill, both these teams have made mistakes over the year that have cost them. It's the reason they're 1-6, part of the reason, at least. Third down and 15. 1:36 to go in the opening quarter. Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6 in the Oilfield Trophy Game 2019. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Whittingham in the spread formation wants to throw. Has some time. Now flushed out of the pocket. Throws to the sideline. Pass is caught out there. Caught by Powell. Powell is drugged down by the jersey at the 45-yard line. The Saluki 45. It'll be fourth down and 10 from there. And we'll see if the Indians want to punt here. They're in Saluki territory at the 45-yard line with a fourth down and 10.
Well, they just stopped them on the last possession, Steve. They stopped Red Hill cold. You'd think they might punt, but it doesn't look like it.
Nope, Whittingham's going to stay in there. Blaine at the quarterback. Indians will go for it here with 56 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, fourth and 10 from the Saluki 45. Indians leading by 2, and they're going to go for it here. 11 seconds on the play clock. Indians hustle up to the line of scrimmage. 2 split to the left. And 2 split to the right. Spread formation. Winning. Oh, look, a kick.
The old quick kick. Lee Corso.
Takes a bounce inside the 5-yard line. It'll be down at the 1. Well done by the Indians.
That's going to be a 44-yard punt to the 1 for Blaine Whittingham.
What a call. So they did kick it away out of an offensive set, and the Salukis will have it deep in their own territory at their own 1-yard line with 28 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Trailing by 2. So the Saluki offense out on the field led by Andrew Maxfield, the sophomore quarterback.
Okay, Steve, the Indians had the ball for 5 minutes and 9 seconds that time before punting.
Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield, and now the Indians jump offsides.
Goodness. 5-yard penalty, 3 penalties tonight, 35 yards for the Lawrenceville. And it's going to be 1st and 5 from the 6 now.
Salukis sending new personnel in. 1st and 5 at their own 6-yard line. 28.3 seconds to go, opening quarter. 8-6 Lawrenceville here in the rivalry contest. Again, ends in tight. Here is a give to the running back off the left side. Big hole there across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Nice run there by Drake Allen. Drake Allen, 6'2", 170-pounder.
First down for the Salukis. This is their 4th tonight. 10-yard gain for Allen. He's now carried it 3 times for 24 yards.
1st and 10, 11 seconds to go. Salukis don't have to run a play. It looks like they will not as the first quarter comes to a close. We're in the Toyota Bushuku press box here at Edlow Field. And on the People State Bank scoreboard, after one quarter of play, Oilfield game 2019. After one quarter, Lawrenceville Indians 8 and the Red Hill Salukis 6. You're listening to Saluki and Indian Football on WAKO.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Indian and Saluki football here on Light 103 brought your way by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank, and by Wabash General Hospital, high quality, effective health care.
First quarter stats, Steve. Lawrenceville has rushed it for 81 yards, passed for 15, a total of 96. The Salukis have 76 yards, all those on the ground.
Here's the Salukis, and they give off to the left side, and a good run by Gannon Gaither, the senior, as he tiptoes across the 20 to about the 26-yard line. It's close enough for a first down. In fact, it is a first down for the Salukis. So pickup of 7 yards there and a first down as they mark the ball at the 28, their own 28 for the Salukis. Trailing 8-6 here, just underway in the second quarter of the Oilfield game. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Here's a give to the second man through off the right side. Burrowing forward across the 30 to the 32-yard line is the Saluki ball carrier. And that is Kevin Volkman. Picked up about 4. Second down and 6.
Salukis spreading it around. Gaither, 5 carries. Volkman, Allen, 3 each. And, of course, the quarterback, Maxfield, 1 for the touchdown.
Again, the ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Give to the third man through off the left side, lowering his head to the 35-yard line. That was Allen, I believe.
Yes.
Drake Allen, 3rd down and short for the Salukis, 3rd and 2. Damon Parkman on the stop for the Indians from his linebacker spot. 10:40 to go here in the second quarter, just underway. 8-6 Lawrenceville. Indians showing a 5-man front, 3 down linemen, 2 up men. Here's a give now to the outside to Allen. Allen trying to get to the outside, has a 1st down. He's at the 40, across the 40 to the 43-yard line. And a 1st down carry for Drake Allen of the Salukis, and they move the sticks across the way, 1st and 10 from the Salukis from their 42-yard line.
5th first down for Red Hill. All those on the ground, of course.
Both these teams showing the ability to move the ball on the ground against each other here. We've had a few passes sprinkled in there, but
Maxfield's 0 for 3, and Winningham is 2 for 4 for 15 yards.
Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Give to the third man through off the left side, and a good run across midfield into Indian territory to 48. That was Gannon Gaither with the carry. And the Salukis percolating on the ground here. They've moved from deep in their own territory all the way into Indian territory at the 48. They were at the one-yard line when this drive started out. 9:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield under center. Pitches now. Well, he keeps it himself. He rolls to the right side. Cuts up. And he's tripped up there. Tripped up by the Indians. It's Bryce Bedwell, the 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore, making the stop from his linebacker spot. But a first down for the Salukis.
Yeah, 2 yards on the game was more than enough to pick up the first down.
9:16 to go here in the second quarter, 8-6. Indians on top. Salukis driving here inside Indian territory at their Indian 46. Again, ends in tight. Give to the first man through this time, and burrowing forward for about 4 or 5 yards to the 40-yard line is
That's Volkman.
Volkman, Gavin Volkman. Volkman, a leading ball carrier for the Salukis on the year. 6'2", 220-pounder. He carries a load.
20 yards for Volkman tonight on 4 carries.
And he has the Salukis set up with a second down and short situation. 2nd and 4 at the Indian 40-yard line. 8:35 to go here in the second quarter. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation. Give to the second man through up the middle. And that is Josh Henry with the run and a first down run as he's across the 35, inside the 35, down to the 32. Well, it'll be 1st and 10 for the Salukis, the Indian 32-yard line. Salukis just pounding it left, right. Occasional keeper by Maxfield. Out of that wishbone formation, power formation. Again, ends in tight. Maxfield fakes, keeps it to the outside, and Gannon Gaither with running room being strung out to the sidelines and knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Picked up a couple, looks like. Depends on whether they give him the forward progress. Eli Ivers making the stop from his defensive secondary position. He picked up more than I thought. Picked up good yardage. He's inside the 30-yard line to the 29. So it'll be 2nd and 6 from there. .06 to go here. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield fakes, wants to throw. Throws to the sidelines. Passes incomplete over the hand. The intended receiver, Henry, led him a little too much to the outside. Incomplete pass. It'll be 3rd down and 6.
Maxfield now 0-4 through the air. Just missed Henry on that play.
Play coming in from the sideline. Saluki head coach Billy Gray.
Yeah, one of the few times tonight the clock has actually stopped.
Billy Gray assisted by Chris Lyles, Jerome Thacker, Ryan James, Steve Killian, and Brian Taylor. Ends in tight, wishbone formation. Third man through is the running back Gaither, and he's wrapped up. As he gets close to the first down, he's at the 25-yard line. I think they'll mark it. The couple of yards short, 4th down and short, 4 down territory for the Salukis inside Indian territory. It'll be 4th and 2 from the 25 with 7:40 to go here in the second quarter. Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6 in the Oilfield Trophy game at Loeb Field. Salukis quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Ends in tight. Indians fans want the defense to hold here. Indians showing pressure up the middle. Maxfield now wants a timeout.
Yeah, they're just trying to draw them off sides, as the Indians have done so often this season. They called the timeout, talk it over. What do you got on 4th and 2?
People's State Bank scoreboard, timeout on the field. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 53, actually more time than that, but it's timeout on the scoreboard. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. It's the Indians 8, Salukis 6. You're listening to Indian and Saluki football on WAKO.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Back here at Edlow Field, Salukis on fourth down and two after a timeout. They're going to go for it here. They're at the Indian 25-yard line, trailing by 2, 8-6. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield up under center and gives up the middle, and there is a first down run to the 20-yard line. And off the right side, we have a late flag on the play as well. And we'll see what the flag is, but a first down run there by Gaither.
Yes.
And we'll wait to see who that is against.
Face mask,
Indians. Yep, that'll add on. This is free yardage there. 5-yard variety. And the ball will be marked at the 15-yard line, looks like. First and 10 for the Salukis at the Indian 15. Salukis driving for a go-ahead score here with 7:16 to go here in the second quarter.
Quite a drive for the Salukis, huh? It started all the way back to the one. They've driven it 84 yards, all on the ground.
Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield up under center. Gives to the third man through off the right side. Diving forward is Allen, Drake Allen. That long frame inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. Picked up about 6. They're getting big chunks of yardage. Start behind that offensive line. And they've driven all the way inside the Indian 10 to the 9, where it'll be second down and 4 from there. 6:33 to go here in the second quarter of play. Salukis on the march. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield up under center. Gives to the third man through to the outside. Cuts to the inside. Dives forward. And that, I think, was Gaither. It was Gannon Gaither. And he is to the, looks like the 6 or 7 yard line. Will be third down and short. Third and 2 from the 7. 6 minutes exactly to go here in the second quarter play. Glad you're with us for Indian and Saluki football, the oil field trophy contest. Salukis have won 3 in a row in the oil field series. Again, ends in tight, wishbone formation. Give to the third man through off the right side. And a first down run inside the 5. That was Volkman on the carry there. Well, actually, Drake Allen, I stand corrected. Powell make the stop for the Indians. Cale Powell for the Indians from his defensive secondary position. Powell, a 6-foot senior, 160-pounder. First down from the 4 for the Salukis. Here's a give, and flags fly on the play. That's most likely an offensive penalty there. It looks like it is. Salukis are walking backwards. It's a legal procedure against the Salukis. It'll cost them 5. Back to the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal from there. First and goal from the 9 with 5:10 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, that's only 2 penalties tonight for the Salukis and 10 yards in penalty yardage, but this one could be really costly.
Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation. Maxfield gives to the third man to the outside. Hits away from one man. Spins to the middle. Hard running there by Drake Allen. And he spun to the inside and picked up what he could before being knocked to the ground. He got to the 5-yard line. The second down and goal from there. 4:33 to go here in the second quarter. Indians lead by a scant 2 points, but the Salukis trying to erase that deficit here with this drive that started at their 1-yard line. Again, ends in tight, wishbone formation. Here's a give up the middle, and burrowing forward is the back. I think that was Gaither. We'll wait and see. It was Gannon Gaither. He was driven back by a host of Indians, but not before he got to the 2-yard line, where it'll be third down and goal from the 2 with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Saluki and Indian football brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. A Dobson deal is a better deal, and by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers. Third down and goal from the 2 for the Salukis. Maxfield up under center, loses the football, now keeps it himself. He is going to be hit, still on his feet though, and the ball popped loose.
Indians say they
do have it. Looks like it did.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Maxfield was struggling for yardage after initially fumbling the football. Didn't have a good handle on it, and he fumbled at the 1. The Indians recover at the 1-yard line with 3:32 to go.
Well, how would you like to drive 98 yards? 98-yard drive from the 1 to the 1 and get nothing out of it.
Really hurts.
They had the ball more than 8 minutes.
3:32 to go here in the second quarter. Indian offense on the field. Now they're deep in their own territory. At the 1, first and 10. Indians, single man, split to the left side. Other end in tight, spread formation. And here is a give. Well, you keep her up the middle, just trying to burrow forward for some yardage to about the 4-yard line. I think it was Blaine Winningham keeping it himself. Hard to see at that far end of the field there, exactly.
Yeah, that definitely was a keeper by Blaine, and it looks like he picked up maybe just a yard, though, as opposed to the 2 or 3 we thought he might have picked up.
He picked up 2, so 2nd and 8 from the 3 with 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6. Indians send a single man, split to the left side. Backs offset behind the quarterback. Winningham gives to the left side to Parkman. Parkman's to the 10-yard line, to the 15, to the 20, and knocked out of bounds. To about the 22-yard line. Damon Parkman with a good run for the Indians. Gets him out of the shadow of their goalpost. He's across the 20 to the 22. Going to be 1st and 10 for the Indians with 2:45 to go here in the opening half of play.
19 yards on that carry, the biggest ground game for the Indians tonight, with the exception of Beeman's 48-yard touchdown run.
Indians at the 22, their own 22, 1st and 10, 2:30 to go, second quarter, 8-6, Tribe on top. Split backfield, Winningham up under center. Wants to throw, throws to the sidelines. Pass is caught out there, 35, 40, and dragged out of bounds. And a flag on the play. Catch made by Jordan Jones out there in the flat, and he was horse-collared and knocked out of bounds right in front of the Indian bench. An obvious call there, and that'll add on to that carry, or that catch, I should say, and carry by Jordan Jones. Indians had the ball now marked at the 41-yard line, but they'll get more than that here on the horse collar penalty. Actually, a face mask, they call it. So that'll add on to the reception. And it will be a 15-yarder marked all the way inside Saluki territory to the 44-yard line. The Saluki 44, 1st and 10 for the Indians at the Saluki 44 with 2:16 to go till the half. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Spread formation, two backs. Here's a give now to Parkman off the right side. Burrows forward across the 40-yard line down to the 36-yard line. Where it'll be second down. Second down and about 3. Picked up about 7 on that play. Got all the way to the 36. Minute 50 to go, and the clock moving here in the second quarter. Indians on top by 2, 8-6, and they're driving. Man split to the left side, Skyler Toole. Two men split to the right side. Spread formation, backs offset. Here's Winningham keeping it himself. Had a bit of busted play, tries to get the outside. He's to the 35, dives forward. And close to the 30-yard line, a first down run by Blaine Winningham. I think that was a busted play. He looked like he wanted to hand it off to somebody but couldn't find anybody, and then took it to the outside and picked up a first down. at the 32.
4 yards to 32.
33-yard lines where they mark it now. First and 10. Minute 30 to go. Indians on the march from their own 1 yard line. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left, back offset, left and right, spread formation. Whittingham wanting to throw, has some time. Now the pocket collapses. He gets away, though, and loses the football. Indians jump on it at the 40-yard line. Recovered there by an Indian offensive lineman. That was Morgan Halter making the recovery there, a freshman. That almost was a turnover. Suki's looking for a turnover there to try to stem this momentum. They lost a lot of yardage, though, all the way back to the 40-yard line. It'll be second down and 16 from there. I think we have a timeout on the field. Yeah, indeed we do. A Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 8-6. Lawrenceville on top of Red Hill. You're listening to Indian and Saluki football on WAKO.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian and Saluki football, 8-6. The Indians on top here, heading toward halftime.
Steve, revisiting that last Saluki drive real quick. They moved 98 yards, 17 plays, took 9 minutes off the clock, and got nothing out of it.
Two men split to the left side, trips now to the right side, now beaming in motion to the left side. Winningham keeps it himself, up the middle he goes. He is corralled at about the 35-yard line and knocked backwards. They'll give him forward progress to about the 31-yard line. Actually, the 36, I stand corrected.
Right.
36, he picked up about 3. So it'll be third down and 12 here. And Indians burn, I think, another timeout. They have one remaining here. We'll keep it right here. Well, Bill, it's an entertaining game. Ball clubs up and down the field. 8-6, Indians on top.
Really?
Even game.
Yeah, exactly. All you could hope for. You know, both teams are moving the ball. Red Hill has shot itself in the foot once, one more time than Lawrenceville has, and that's probably why the Indians hold this slim 8-6 lead. Of course, you know, the Indians were successful on their two-point conversion, and Red Hill failed on its chance, or this game would be tied up. But I just can't get over to the last Saluki drive, Steve. Moving the ball from their own one to the Lawrenceville one, that's 98 yards, all on the ground, 17 plays, and the fumble ends up biting them.
That's high school football for you. Spread formation, two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Blaine Winningham with a single back, beam and offset to his right side in the spread formation. So look, he's showing pressure up front. And here they come. Winningham steps up, throws across the middle, incomplete. Incomplete, intended for Ivers. He was well covered on a slant pattern over the middle. It'll be third down and long with a minute 6 to go here in the second quarter.
There is a flag on the play. I hear somebody say it's holding on the Indians.
Yep, there is a flag. So they talk it over with the Saluki defensive captain. That's Gavin Volkman. The Salukis refuse the penalty. They want to take the down. It's fourth down.
Yeah.
Fourth and 12 for the Indians at the 36-yard line.
Okay, might we see another one of those pooch punts here? Or the Indians try to pick up the yardage?
Yeah, you got to try to pick up the yardage up here. Look where you're at. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. 7 seconds on the play clock. Spread formation. Beeman offset to the right side. Winningham wanting to throw. Steps up. Now he's under pressure. And he hit, and down he goes. Down he goes in the arms of the Salukis, number 54. In there, Deegan Strimmy. He's a 5'11", 190-pound junior. He was in there with the sack. Fourth down, it was what it was. And the Salukis will take over in good field position with about a minute to go, exactly 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. And they'll take over at their own 46-yard line.
10-yard loss on the sack.
So the Salukis hold the Indians, stop the drive. Now they come up to the line of scrimmage. They send in split left and right. Maxfield under center, the wingback formation. Here is Maxfield keeping himself away from one man, throws down to the sidelines, and intercepted. Intercepted at the 35, 40-yard line, and out of bounds. Intercepted there by the Indians, by Skylar Toole. The underthrown pass, Maxfield had a man open, but he underthrew the pass, and Skylar Toole with the interception. And the Indians get the ball right back with 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. So the Salukis give the ball back. Indians have the ball at their own 41-yard line. 50 seconds with which to work. A single timeout for Travis Ryder and his staff. See what they want to do here. Okay. Send a single man to the left side. Other end in tight. Backs split behind Winningham under center. Salukis showing pressure up front. They pitch to the outside to the running back Beeman. He's to the 45. Still on his feet. And close to midfield. And he's very close to a first down. And the Indians will burn their final timeout with 40 and a half seconds to go. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout from the Toyota Boshuku Press Box here at Loeb Field. Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6. You're listening to Indian and Saluki football on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Saluki football. Indians with the ball after the interception by Toole. They have it at the 49, their own 49, with 40 and a half seconds to go. Man split to the left side. Backs offset behind the Indian quarterback under center. They give on a reverse to the outside. That's Eli Ivers. Ivers trying to get to the sidelines. Flag on the play.
I don't think he made the first down to begin with, but on top of that, I think it's going to be wiped out. Yes, holding penalty on the Indians. So, six penalties on Lawrenceville tonight, 50 yards in penalties.
He'll mark the ball inside the 40. And looks like they're going to mark it at the 36. The Indians will have the ball at their own 36-yard line. 33.7 seconds to go till the half. 8-6. Lawrenceville on top here in the Oil Field Trophy game. Second down and 15 from the 36. 30 seconds to go here in the half. 20 seconds on the play clock. 27 on the game clock. See what the Indians want to do here. In split to the left side. Winningham fakes, gives up the middle. Parkman has running room. He's to midfield. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25. Tripped up at the 20-yard line and got out of bounds with 11.2 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, Parkman almost broke away. A shoestring tackle made on the sidelines right in front of the Indian sideline. It'll be first down for the Indians at the 21-yard line.
I believe that was Gannon Gaither. Got over to trip him up with 11 seconds to play here in the first half. A couple of shots at the end zone now.
Indians have no timeouts left, so let's see what they do here. Winningham under center gives off to Parkman, trying to get to the outside again. This time he's hit and dragged down. Lost yardage at the 20-yard line. Indians can't stop the clock. And so the half will run out. With the Indians on the move, but the drive comes to an end. As the Indians get down deep into Saluki territory, but the time runs out in the first half. So we're at the first half of this Oil Field Trophy game 2019. from the Toyota Bushuku, Illinois press box on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6. We're back with the halftime report coming up here momentarily. You're listening to Saluki and Indian football on WAKO.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Dobson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Indian and Saluki football on WAKO, brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, also by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, their family serving your family in a time of need. I'm Steve Anderson, and Bill Richardson's alongside. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. It is in the oil field trophy game here at halftime. Lawrenceville 8 and Red Hill 6, and Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Yeah, this is how the Oilfield Trophy game should be, Steve. Quite a ball game underway here at Ed Loeb Field. Both teams scored on their first possession in this county rivalry. The Indians made the two-point conversion to lead at 8-6 here. Red Hill had the ball first, took over its 37-yard line, moved 63 yards in eight plays, taking 3:43 off the clock, and the Salukis went ahead when the quarterback, Andrew Maxfield, scored on a 26-yard run. The Salukis attempted to run the two-point conversion in. It was no good. The Indians snuffed that out, and at that point in time, with 8:17 to play in the opening period, Red Hill led this game 6-0, but the Indians immediately bounced back, took over at their own 43-yard line after the kickoff, moved at 57 yards in just two plays, taking a minute 39 to do it. Christian Beeman ran the touchdown in for the Indians on a 48-yard run. And then the quarterback, Blaine Winningham, ran the two-point conversion in, made a score 8-6 Lawrenceville with 6:38 to play in the opening period, and that's where we stand here at halftime. Red Hill on its second possession of the night had to punt the ball away. Then the Salukis turned the ball over the last two times they had it. A fumble and loss 1 yard away from pay dirt. Red Hill took over that drive at their own 1 yard line, marched 98 yards, 17 plays, taking 9 minutes off the clock. You got nothing to show for it. Maxfield fumbled at the one. The Indians recovered. The Indians then on that their next possession turned the ball over on downs. Red Hill turned the ball over again on an interception just prior to halftime. The Indians moved the ball into scoring range on their final possession of the first half, but couldn't get it in. And at halftime, it's Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6. Looking at some of the numbers, almost everything in this game has been done on the ground. The Indians have 153 yards rushing, 34 through the air for 187 yards. Red Hill has 155 yards all on the ground. Looking at the leaders, the Indians, Parkman has carried it 5 times for 76 yards. Beeman's carried it 6 times for 71 yards and had that big long touchdown run. Blaine Winningham has carried it 7 times for 7 yards. Eli Ivers carried it 1 time, lost 4 yards before a penalty was called on the play. For the Salukis, Gannon Gaither, 10 carries for 50 yards. Drake Allen, 8 carries for 48 yards. Maxfield's carried it 3 times for 29 yards. Volkman carried 4 times for 20 yards. Josh Henry carried it once for 8 yards. Through the air, Maxfield is 0 for 5 with that interception. Receiving-wise for the Indians, Eli Ivers has caught 2 balls tonight for a total of 10 yards. Jordan Jones had a 19-yard reception from Winningham, and Skylar Toole caught a pass for 5 yards. First downs, the Indians have 9, 7 on the ground, 1 through the air, 1 via penalty. The Salukis have 11 first downs tonight, 10 on the ground, 1 via penalty. Red Hill is the only team to punt. I'm sorry, both teams have punted one. Winningham got off a 44-yard pooch punt, and then the Salukis had a 17-yard punt to kind of set Lawrenceville up in good scoring range, but the Indians didn't take advantage of it. So, Steve, here we are at halftime. 8 minutes to go on the scoreboard clock as the Lawrenceville High School band plays on this senior night. And at halftime, it is Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6 in the Lawrence County Oil Field Trophy game.
All right, first half in the books here, second half coming up. We'll take this break and hear from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. You're listening to Saluki and Indian Football on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at halftime, marching Indians entertaining for the final time here at Lowe Field. Final home game for the Indians here on senior night. Indians leading 8-6. Indians play here against the Salukis tonight. Finish up on the road 1 week from tomorrow. They'll play a non-conference game at Trenton Westland. Meanwhile, the Salukis play here tonight against the Indians. They'll finish up at home, their final home game. It'll be senior night for the Salukis next Friday night as they entertain the KZ Westfield Warriors at Red Hill Junior Senior High School football field. Bill, interesting first half of play. Most people thought this game would be even, and that's exactly what we have, a two-point margin with the Indians leading here at halftime at Lowe Field.
Yeah, Steve, again, it's to this point, Lawrenceville's probably made fewer mistakes. I mean, the Indians have been hurt by penalties. They've been penalized 5 times for 50 yards. Red Hill, 3 penalties for 25 yards. But where the Salukis have hurt themselves is with the turnovers. Again, they had the fumble right down on the goal line in position to move ahead in this football game. And to Lawrenceville's credit, they forced the turnover. Maxfield was kind of holding the ball out away from his body. It looked like a little bit. Somebody knocked it loose, picked it up. So Red Hill has a 98-yard drive that produces nothing. And the Indians have yet to turn the ball over. That might be the difference.
And again, both these teams have shown the ability to move the ball up and down the field on the ground. But again, a low-scoring affair here, 8-6 with the Indians on top. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Bill and I will be back to talk about the second half and get ready for the second half kickoff. You're listening to Indian and Saluki football on WAKO.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, it's Johnson.
Back here at Edlow Field, both ball clubs back out, ready for the second half of action here at the Oilfield Trophy Game 2019, Lawrenceville 8 and Red Hill 6. Indian and Saluki football brought your way by People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts today by Toyota Bushuku, Illinois. Apply to join their team today. And by the Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Bill, you got some scores from around the league.
Yes, I do, Steve, and this is the place to be in the Little Illini Conference tonight. None of the other games are very close. Casey is all over its county rival Marshall tonight, 41-6. Paris up 28-6 on Robinson, and Onley is hammering Newton, 35-7. And speaking of the Oilfield Trophy, Steve, the sports writer for the Daily Record and also the Robinson Daily News, Josh Brown, was just up here. He picked up the trophy and he's taking it down to the sidelines where he'll make the presentation to the seniors on the winning team after this game.
All right, we're just about ready for the second half of action. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Not too many games remaining. In fact, only one game remaining for both these ball clubs, as we mentioned earlier. The Indians will close up the season a week from tomorrow at Trenton Westland in non-conference play, and the Salukis will have their senior night a week from tonight in Bridgeport against the KZ Westfield Warriors. Indians kicked off to start the game, so they'll receive the second half kickoff. Salukis getting loose over at the east end, of Ed Loeb Field here.
Put three more minutes back up on the clock, as they usually do. So it'll be three more minutes before we get this second half underway here. Red Hill still out getting loose. The Indians are along the sideline, kind of jumping up and down. It's a little bit chilly out there and wanted to stay loose, but we'll get this ball game again underway here in a little over 2 minutes.
All right, again, just two games remaining in the regular season, then it'll be a little off time for both these ball clubs, neither one playoff eligible. And then soon it'll be time for hoops coming up. Basketball Capital Classic just around the corner, about a month away. The Indians and Salukis will be on the hardwood. Looking forward to high school hoop coming up.
Always look forward to that Thanksgiving weekend when we have the Capital Classic. A bunch of our friends from the media are in town. We always yuck it up a bit, have a good time, and get the season off to a good start. Everybody guaranteed to play four games in 2 days, hosted by the Lawrenceville and Red Hill High Schools. Always some good teams, Steve, in that tournament. You know, we've had a multitude of teams come out of that Capital Classic tournament and go on and reach the IHSA Final Four. So it's probably considered to be one of the best season opening tournaments around, although the two topless wooden shoes, I believe, are no longer in the field, and that's going to make a big difference.
Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce sponsors the Basketball Capital Classic on an annual basis. It's been around a long, long time. One of the longest-running tournaments now in the state of Illinois, Thanksgiving holiday tournaments. Again, the Indians will receive the second-half kickoff here. Indians, by the way, will be going from my left to my right here as we view it at Ed Loeb Field from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. Again, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Indian and Saluki football here on WAKO. Of course, Bill, we don't see much of the Salukis. Of course, we're covering the Indians. They generally play when the Salukis play. I'm impressed with the Billy Gray's ball club.
Well, you know, they've got that, I heard somebody refer to their running attack as a three-headed monster, and really and truly that's true. Got Gaither, Volkman, and Allen back there, all capable. Gaither 50 yards here before halftime, Allen 48, and Volkman's carried it but four times for 26 yards, but you just never know who's going to get the ball. That's a Red Hill tradition, unless they got a guy like Drew Moore.
Andrew Maxfield took over at quarterback a few games in, and he remains as the quarterback as they're ready for the second half kickoff. Here it is, a line drive, and taken by Winningham, Blaine Winningham at the 20. He's to the 30, and dropped short of the 30-yard line at about the 29. So it'll be first and 10 for the Indians at their own 29-yard line, just underway here in the third quarter. Oil Field Trophy Contest, 8-6. Indians. So see what Travis Ryder and his staff want to do. Travis Ryder assisted by Chad Green, Corey Jurgens, Chester Lewis, Max Loeb, and Lonnie Schultz. Travis Ryder in his first year as Indian head coach. Both these teams, again, looking for win number two on the year. Indians send a man split to the right side. Full house backfield. They give to the third man through, and he burrows forward for yardage to about the 32-yard line. We'll wait for him to unpile to see who it is. Looks like Damon Parkman, the ball carrier for the Indians. He picked up 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8. 11:30 to go, just underway, third quarter play. 8-6, Indians. Crisp night at Loeb Field. This time, ends are in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield for the Indians. Blaine Winningham up under center. Pitches to the outside. And there is the running back being knocked down. I think that was Skylar Toole. Wait for him to unpile here. It was... I think it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Skylar Toole. So a 3-yard gain, third down and long from the 35, third and five from the 35. Just beginning the third quarter play. Man split to the left side. Back split behind Winningham under center. Saluki's showing pressure up front. They pitch to the outside to Parkman looking for running room. He's to the 35 and dragged down short of the first down at the 36, 37-yard line. Needed to get to the 40. Want to be short. Fourth down and about three. It looks like the Indians will punt. Jordan Jones will punt it away. So the Saluki defense holds in the first offensive drive of the second half. They'll get the ball. And heading back there to return this kick. Wait and see who that is. Here's a snap. The kick is away. A booming kick. And it's taken at the 30-yard line and tripped up there to the 32-yard line. Return man was number 23. That's Drake Allen back there. And so the Salukis will have the ball for the first time here in the second half, trailing 8-6, 9:38 to go, third quarter play.
37-yard punt for Jones.
Play coming in from the Saluki sidelines. Josh Henry bringing it in. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Salukis. Again, both ends end tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Andrew Maxfield under center. Gives to the first man through, and he gets a couple of yards before being dragged down. That was Gavin Volkman. Picked up a couple of yards. It'll be second down and eight for the Salukis from the 33, their own 33. 9:17 to go here in the third quarter play. Again, ends in tight. A wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield up under center. Gives to the third man through off the right side. And burrowing forward is Allen, Drake Allen. And
he's out almost to the 40.
Yep. Spun away from a couple of tacklers there. Got a lot of forward progress.
He did get to the 40. Gain of 7.
So it's third down and a short 2 for the Salukis. 8:45 to go here in this third period of play. Lawrenceville Indians leading the Red Hill Salukis 8-6. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Give to the third man through. First down run there for the Salukis. Across the 44-yard line. Had to get to the 42. Got to the 44. And the ball carrier was Josh Henry, who limps off the field for the Salukis. Trying to work out cramping problem, apparently. First and 10 for the Salukis as they march to the 44, their own 44, 8:13 to go here, third quarter. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Give to the third man through off the right side and diving forward, Drake Allen. And the flag on the play. Ball marked at the 48-yard line, the Saluki 48. We'll see what this flag's all about. As the officials conclave near midfield. Face mask against the Indians. So that'll move the ball into Indian territory. 5-yard variety. And it'll be first down at the 46-yard line. First and 10 at the 46.
It's first and 1.
First
Steve,
and 1, actually. Yeah,
that's
you're
a 5-yard
right.
penalty.
Here's a give off the right side, and that's Allen. He's got the first. That's Volkman, I should say. He's got the first down off the right side. Volkman picks up the first down for the Salukis. So it was not an automatic first down on that five-yard walk-off. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. 7:38 to go here in the third period of play. Saluki's on the move, on the ground, trying to erase a two-point deficit. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield under center. Gives to the first man through. And bouncing off and then bouncing to the outside was the runner. That's Plummer. Damian Plummer, number two. First time we've called his name tonight. He's a 5'11", 140-pound junior for the Salukis. Second down, he lost yardage. Second down and 11. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield up under center. Wants to throw. Fakes throwing across the middle. The pass is incomplete. Well, away from any receiver. Closest man to it for the Salukis with Anthony Jarrell, 6'2", 180-pound sophomore for the Salukis, but well over his head. It's third down and long. Fresh personnel coming in from the Saluki sidelines for veteran head coach Billy Gray. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass with 6:48 to go here in the third quarter. 8-6 Indians. Here is a give to the running back. He is trying to burrow forward. That was Drake Allen off the right side. Tripped up. It'll be fourth down and long for the Salukis inside Indian territory at the 42. Braden Sherman in there on the tackle for the Indian defense. Sherman, a 5'11", 235-pound junior, number 52. A solid year for the Indian defense. It's a fourth down. Can the Indian defense hold here? Four down territory. Single man split to the left side. And another man split to the right. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Now a man in motion. Here is Maxfield wanting to throw under pressure. And he is going to be hit and sacked. Down he goes. Number 77 for the Indians in there. That's Mason Reese, a 5'11", 240-pound freshman with the sack on fourth down. And the Indy defense comes up big with a sack as they went for the pass and a sack for the Indian defense. And the Indians have the ball inside Saluki territory at the 47-yard line, first and 10. So now the Indian offense back out on the field with good field position with which to work. First down. Indians send single man split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation. Here is Winningham giving it off to Beeman. Beeman to the outside. And he is across the 45 and to the 44-yard line. So he picked up about three. It'll be second down and 7. Second and 7 for the Indians at the Saluki 44. 5:35 to go here in the third quarter play. Score remains 8-6. Been that way for a long time now after a scoring in the first quarter. Split and split left and right. Winningham fakes and keeps it himself. Now he's in trouble and it's knocked down. Knocked down for a loss of yardage. Knocked down all the way back inside the 45 to about the 47-yard line, losing about three on the sack.
Got the Red Hill crowd up and cheering with that play.
Indeed, nice play there made by the Saluki defense. Wyatt Shoulders was in there, among others, for the defense of Chris Lyles, longtime defensive coordinator for the Red Hill Salukis. He's had some great defenses down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Third down and 10 for the Indians at the Saluki 47. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Winningham wanting to throw, has some time, throws to the sidelines. Pass is caught out there for short yardage. Caught out there out of the backfield by Beeman, and he's tackled immediately. It'll be fourth down. He picked up some yardage, though, got to the 43-yard line. Well, it'll be fourth down and 6 from the 43 for The Indians from the Saluki 43, four-down territory, no doubt here. The Indian offense stays on the field for head coach Travis Ryder. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Single man split, well, two men split to the left side. And two split to the right. Fourth down, spread formation. Winningham on the option play. Up the middle he goes, has a first down. He's across the 35 to the 34-yard line and a first down for the Indians. Option play there. Winningham faked to the outside. Had a pitch man to the outside and kept it himself and went up the middle.
What a call.
Picked up the first down as he's at the 34 of the Salukis. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter play. Up the line of scrimmage come the Indians. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman to the left side in spread formation. Blaine Winningham at the quarterback and gives to Beeman off the right side, lowers his head and is hog-tied and brought down after maybe a yard gain. They do give him a yard. It'll be second down and nine.
Bulkman in there on the tackle.
A lot of the Saluki players go both ways, including Gavin Bulkman, solid player, senior, 6'2", 220-pounder for Billy Gray's ball club. Single man split to the left side. Other end in tight. Backs offset left and right. Winningham under center. Gives off to Parkman to the outside. He's to the 30 to the 25. And dives forward trying to get to the sticks. And he might have a first down. He dove to the 22. And it is a first down run for Parkman off the left side. You know, Bill, all year long I've been campaigning for Damon Parkman to be in the offensive backfield. He was an offensive lineman to start off. But he's a valuable offensive player.
Yeah, some of those young linemen have come along. They feel confident with them playing in there. But him in the backfield, and he does have 87 yards tonight on seven carries.
Indians first down at the Saluki 23-yard line. 2:23 to go in the quarter. Winningham wanting to throw. Throws the pass. Is intercepted. Intercepted at the 10-yard line and down goes the interceptor, and that was Worth making the catch there, I believe. Yep, Nathan Worth at 6'7". Not hard to miss him. 6'7", senior picked it off, and the Salukis come up with an interception. The Indians had one in the first half by Skyler Toole. Now Nathan Worth picks off Blaine Winningham, and the Indian drive is thwarted at the 23. Actually, they marked the ball now at the 12-yard line. The ball was originally at the 23 for the Indians. So the Saluki defense comes up big. Both defenses have come up big here in the second half. Score remains 8-6. This time the Saluki spread it out. Maxfield gives off the left side to Allen, and he burrows forward off the right side, actually. And he burrows forward maybe for a yard or two.
Yeah, the Salukis have two turnovers tonight. That's the first on the Indians. Let's see if Red Hill can take advantage. Officially no gain on that play for Drake Allen. It'll be second and 10 at the 11 for Red Hill.
1:50 to go and the clock moving here in this third quarter play. 8-6, low scoring affair here at Lope Field tonight. Maxfield up under center. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Here's a give to the running back, and down he goes. Christian Beeman knifing through there, and he knocks him down inside the 10 at about the 9 for a loss. Henry on the carry that time, and he loses yardage all the way back to the 10. Well, it'll be third down and 11 with a minute 19 to go here in the third quarter. Fresh personnel in from the sidelines for the Salukis on this third down play. Both these ball clubs trying to come up with good defensive plays and give them good field position. This is one here for the Indians with a minute to go. Man in motion. The Indians jump offsides. Indians jumping offsides. That'll give a free five to the Salukis, making a more manageable third down now as the ball is marked at the 15. So it'll be third down and 8. 56 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, and again, fresh personnel in from the Saluki sideline.
Tough spot for Red Hill, Steve. They've not completed a pass tonight, have no passing yardage, so you know, unless they complete their first pass, they're going to have to pick eight yards up on the ground here, and that's going to be difficult.
6 seconds on the play clock. They pitch to the outside, and running room to the outside, and a first down carry across the 20-yard line. Had to get to the 22.
They made that difficult look easy. That was Gannon.
Gannon Gaither to the outside for a first down. Winningham made the stop, but not before a first down. Well, maybe not.
I'll be darned. They stopped him a yard short. A yard short. What do the Salukis do here?
Fourth down and one. Yep, he did not get to the sticks. Looks like across the way where they marked the ball that he had. In fact, it's going to be close enough, I think, for a measurement perhaps. No, wait a minute here.
They're saying it's fourth and one.
Yeah. They stopped the clock there for a minute. I think the official heard something from the sidelines that he didn't like.
Well, I see the usual.
Yeah, it's going to be close enough for a measurement. That's what they want to do. They want to measure. I thought it was close enough from where its sticks are across the way. It might be a first down. If I was Billy Gray, I would have wanted a measurement of that. And they're going to bring the sticks out, and we'll see. So with 31.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter, big measurement coming up here. And let's see. Do they have it? Nope. They're short by about a half a yard, if that. So fourth down. Do you trust your offense to give this half yard, or do you kick it away? Let's see what Billy Gray wants to do here. 8-6, they trail. They're deep in their own territory at the 22. Fresh personnel coming out there. All right, big moment in this game here in the third quarter. Just a few seconds left. Salukis will have to run a play before the end of the quarter. 14 seconds on the play clock, 19 seconds on the game clock. Salukis up under center, ends in tight, wishbone formation. Here's the ball, fumbled away, and so the Indians have it. The Indians have it. So the Salukis do not convert. In fact, they fumble the ball away, and the Indians have it as they recover the fumble at about the 20-yard line. Well, at the 22. That's where they mark it, at the 22. So a turnover by the Salukis, another unopportune fumble. Center exchange was not good with the quarterback Maxfield, and the Salukis turn the ball over, and look where the Indians have it at the 22. The Saluki 22 with 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter with an 8-6 lead. Salukis have their defense on the field. Man split to the left side. Winningham up under center. Pitches to Beeman, trying the right side, and he is hogtied and down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line as the third quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box after three quarters of play here in the Oil Field Trophy game, it's tight. Lawrenceville Indians 8, Radio Saluki 6. You're listening to Saluki and Indian football on WAKO.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Back here at Edlow Field, ready for the fourth quarter play. 12 minutes to go in the Oil Field Trophy game. It's Lawrenceville 8, Red Hill 6. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us here. As the Indians have the ball, second and 6 from the 18-yard line, the Saluki 18. In split left and right. Beeman offset to the left side. Winningham throws to the right side. Pass is caught. Caught by Jones. He's to the 10, 5, into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, Indians. I believe that was Jordan Jones over there that caught the ball. Yep, number 26 with the touchdown catch. And the Indians are on top, 14-6, with the two-point conversion attempt coming up here momentarily.
Well, if the Indians convert this, they would really have Red Hill in a world of hurt, being down more than 8 points.
Still a lot of football to play, though. 11:52 to go in the game, and the Indians go for two. In split to the left and the right. Here is Winningham wanting to throw. Two-point conversion attempt is no good. Over the head of Parkman. And the two-point conversion is no good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 11:52 to go in the game. Score now reads Lawrenceville 14, Red Hill 6. You're listening to Saluki and Indian Football on WAKO.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Joe Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Back here at Low Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Alney and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. Indians have extended their lead here. Now lead 14-6, but the Saluki still within a score and a lot of football to go. 11:52 to go in the game. Jordan Jones, who caught that touchdown reception, has a line drive kick, and it's taken at the 50-yard line. Unusual play there. Saluki's a good field position at midfield to start this drive. Not sure he wanted to do that.
Josh Henry there to recover that.
And so Saluki's in good shape at midfield. Again, trailing only by 8. And the Saluki offense, which was thwarted the last time they had the ball on a fumble on fourth down deep in their own territory with short yardage, back out on the field. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation. Maxfield up under center. Keeps it himself to the left side. And he is going to be knocked down for a yard loss. Making the play in there for the Indians. Bryce Bedwell, number 56. The 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore. He's been gradually getting better and better each and every game. The young sophomore. Of course, can't be an old sophomore, can you, Bill?
Not unless you got, held back or something,
there
maybe.
You go. But, loss of a yard, second down, and 11 from the 49 now. 11:18 to go in the game. Saluki's up to the line of scrimmage, ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield fakes, wants to throw. Looking, throws to the sidelines. Pass is caught out there. Caught first down inside the 40-yard line. And they mark him down at the 41. Reception made there. I think that was...
I think that might have been Worth.
Yep.
Not a first down.
Third down and one. Third and one from the Indian 41-yard line. 10:36 to go in the game. Saluki's ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. And here is Maxfield under pressure, and down he goes. Indians were shooting the gaps that time. And down goes Maxfield, snowed under by the Indians. Reuben Blasingame was in there. He's just a junior, 5'11", 180-pounder, and others. They were blitzing, and now it's fourth down and 3. So a third and short situation comes to fourth and 3 from their own, from the Indian 43 for the Salukis. 10 minutes to go exactly in the oil field game. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation. Maxfield. Now the Salukis want to talk it over as they burn their first timeout. Time for an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 9:56 to go in the game. Lawrenceville 14, and Red Hill 6. This is Saluki and Indian football on WAKO.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here. Oilfield Trophy game at Edlow Field. Senior night for the Indians. Tribe leading 14-6. Glad you're with us here.
What does Billy Gray do here, Steve? What do? Do you go for it or do you punt it? You punt it away. Your defense has held them up until that last possession on about six, you know, stopped them six or seven times in a row. Here's the answer. They're going to go for it. Max Fields bringing them to the line.
Up to the line of scrimmage, ends in tight, wishbone formation. Here's Maxfield losing the handle, but he gets it back, and he's got the first down. Wow, that could have been disastrous. The ball popped loose, but he was able to gather it in.
I don't think he was the intended ball carrier on that play, but it kind of worked to their benefit. A little bit of a delay there, kind of threw things off, and he had a nice hole up the middle. He ran right through, picked up 5 yards, first and 10 at the 38.
Andrew Maxfield, again, a sophomore, 6'3", 155-pounder. Does not start out as the starting quarterback for the Salukis, but was thrust in there about three or four games into the season, and he's the leader out there now. Brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. 9:35 to go in the game, first down. Here's a give left side, burrowing through. Big run there by Josh Henry. Henry with a first down run inside the 30 all the way down to the Indian 26-yard line. Hard running there by Henry. He's a senior, a 6-foot, 190-pounder.
Gain of 12. His biggest gain of the night. He's got 22 yards now on 4 carries.
Now Josh Henry with a solid run there, and the Salukis are in business, first and 10 at the Indian 26-yard line. 9:12 to go in the game, down by only one score. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield under center, keeps it himself on the option play, and lowers his head. He's going to be dropped at the 25-yard line. Maybe a yard gain if they give him forward progress. It looks like they're not going to give him any. Well, they did give him a yard. It'll be second down and 9. 8:50 to go in the game. Getting down to the nitty-gritty here in this Oilfield Trophy game, fourth quarter, 14-6 Indians on top. Second and 9 at the 25. This time the Salukis sit in, split left and right, single back in the backfield. It's a wing back formation, I should say. Maxfield under center. Now a man in motion is Henry, and here's Maxfield wanting to throw under pressure. He is going to be hit and throws it away. Before he was sacked, he was in the – Beeman was bringing him to the turf, and he threw it away. It'll be third down. It was a smart play there as he was under pressure from the get-go and threw it away.
Yeah, real heady play there to get rid of that football, because that sack there would have really been disastrous. As it is, it's tough enough. It's already third and 9.
Third and long. 8:14 to go in the game, 14-6 with the Indians on top here, but the Salukis trying to drive here. 6 on the play clock, up to the line of scrimmage, in split left and right, wingback formation. Maxfield wants to throw, under pressure, rolls left side. He's going to be hit and sacked. Sacked by the Indians. I think that was Jones coming up and making the sack from the defensive backfield. All the way back to the 34-yard line, where it'll be fourth down. Angle was in there too, I believe. And Schultz and a number of Indians. So fourth down and long here.
I really think they'll punt this ball away. I really do. It's fourth and 18. Well, wrong again.
They send two men split to the left, three split to the right. Empty backfield. Maxfield wanting to throw, under pressure, throws long down his sidelines. It's incomplete. Incomplete. Good coverage out there by the Indian secondary. And the Salukis turn it over on downs with 7:23 to go in the game. And so the Indian defense again comes up strong in the latter part of the fourth quarter. Turn the Salukis away inside Indian territory. And the Indians will have it first and 10 at the 34-yard line. Indian and Saluki football here on Light 103, brought your way by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport, and by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank. Still a lot of football to go, 7:23 to go in the game. Indians with the ball, leading 14-6. Blaine Winningham brings him up to the line of scrimmage, in split left and right, backs offset behind the Indian quarterback under center, loses the football, pitches it now to Beeman. Beeman heads back to the middle and picks up maybe a yard or two as he got across the 35 to, it looks like, the 36. Picked up 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8. Ooh, almost a Indian mistake there. But as it is, second down and long. Saluki defense looking to stop him right here and try to win this field position battle with time winding down. 6:50 to go in the game, 14-6 Indians. Again, the spread formation. Back offset to the left side. Winningham gives to Beeman up the middle. He gets away from one, but is gang tackled to the ground after picking up yardage to about the 38-yard line. Picked up about 3. It'll be third down and a long 6. Third down and long 6, and an Indian player is down on the ground. Wait and see who that is. Looks like that might be Beeman down there on the ground himself.
Well, I don't see him among the players who are back on the sideline.
I think that's him. So the clock stopped with 6:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Indians leading 14-6 with the football, third down and 6 from their own 38. Christian Beeman, who just carried the ball, injured, suffered a leg injury, it looked like. Well, Bill, the Salukis, if they lose this game, will look back on those two critical fumbles, one in the first half and one in the second, which they had drives all the way in deep inside Indian territory, but caught the ball up.
Well, they've got him up, Steve, and he's going to have a little bit of help.
Yeah, he's favoring that.
Right
leg.
Foot, ankle, knee, leg. But good to see him up and coming off the field, not putting much weight on it.
So there's a valuable back lost on senior night. Christian Beeman, the leading Indian ball carrier all season long. Now he's walking a little better. Fans give him a hand here.
He's all by himself walking off now. 83 yards tonight for Christian on 11 carries. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get back in there, Steve. He's a tough kid.
So third down, a big third down coming up here for the Indian offense and the Saluki defense. Again, a lot of time to go in the game. The Salukis have 2 timeouts. Indians have all 3 of theirs remaining. Keep that in mind as we get down to the latter stages of this fourth quarter. Again, a 1-score game, 14-6. Only touchdown of this half, Jordan Jones' reception. Third down and long. 2 men split to the right, 2 split to the left. Back offset to the left side. That's Parkman. And here's Winningham keeping himself. Up the middle he goes, dodging forward, trying to get to the first down. Stick ball's loose. Ball's loose. Did the Salukis have it? Let's see. They will wait for him to unpile. I saw the ball pop loose as Winningham tried to struggle for yardage. And it looks like he was able to get it back. So it'll be short of the first down by a couple of yards. Fourth down with 6:15 to go in the game and the clock moving. Fourth down and 2 at the Indian 42-yard line. And the Indians will kick it away. The punt team comes on and Jones will go back to kick it away.
Timeout, Indians. Maybe they're going to talk about this.
Timeout wanted by the Indians. 5:59 to go in the game. Amber Alfredo Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 14, Red Hill 6. This is Indian football and Saluki football on WAKO.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
2 yards. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Edlow Field. Fourth down and two. Indians have taken a timeout to talk about this. Still a lot of time to go in this game. Indians lead 14-6. And let's see what they are going to do.
I think they're going to go for it.
Looks like they are,
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
They are. Beeman's in there. The Indians are going to go for it here. Interesting, unless they pooch punt like they did earlier in the game. 19 seconds on the play clock.
They don't have the right personnel on the field to do whatever they're wanting to do. Now they do. 12 seconds on the clock, and there's plenty of time.
Fourth down. And let's see what happens. In tight, they pitch to Beeman. He is going to get the first down with second effort. He was hit in the backfield but kept his legs driving. Got across the 45, close to midfield. That was all Christian Beeman there on senior night. And he picks up the big first down and a gutsy call, I must admit, by Travis Ryder. He trusted his team and his back to get the first down, and Beeman was stopped short, but he kept those legs driving and popped loose and picked up the first down at the 47-yard line.
Not only was he showing faith in his offense, but he's showing some faith in the defense too, because if the Indians didn't make it, he felt confident they could stop the Salukis from inside of midfield to take a touch, to score a touchdown and try to tie this game.
Beeman hobbles off the field now. Spread formation for the Indians. Here's Whittingham keeping it himself to the right side. He is out of bounds, knocked out of bounds on the Saluki sideline, crossing midfield into Saluki territory. Looks like he's about the 46-yard line. Picked up good yardage. Picked up about 6 yards. It'll be second down and four. Now time begins to become a factor. 5:11 to go in the game. Clock stop with the Indian player going out of bounds. 14-6. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. In split left and right. Two to the left, two to the right. Back offset to the right side of Blaine Whittingham. That's Damon Parkman out there. Here's a give to Parkman. Tries to get to the outside. He's to the 45. Burrowing forward down the sidelines. Inside the 40 and out of bounds. A first down run by Parkman. He wouldn't go out of bounds. And picked up yardage inside the 40 to about the 36-yard line. Hard running there by Parkman. He's an Indian senior. That keeps the ball in the Indians' hands. A first down with 5:02 to go in the game. Jones coming off gingerly for the Indians here. He'll be checked on the sidelines.
Parkman about to go over 100 yards, Steve. He's at 98 yards on 8 carries.
He's out there in the backfield. Indians in a full house backfield, ends in tight. Here's a give up the middle to the running back. That's Beeman. He spins forward across the 35 to about the 33-yard line. Picked up about 3. 4:50 to go in the game. 14-6 Indians on top. And now we have a Saluki man down on the field. That's number 12. That's Gannon Gaither, a valuable member of the Salukis. He's up and appears to be okay. He'll have to come off for a play. Good to see. I want to have anybody heard here in this tremendous game between these two old rivals. Second down and 7 at the 33. The Saluki for 33 for the Indians. 14-6 they lead. And the Indians up to the line of scrimmage. Plenty of time on the play clock. 13 seconds counting. 4:32 to go in the game. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Saluki's showing pressure up front. Here's a give now to Parkman to the outside. Has running room. He's to the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Indians. Parkman to the outside. He's over 100 yards. And he has a rushing touchdown here tonight. I think his second touchdown. memory serves me correctly, he didn't score, didn't he, earlier?
No, Beeman. Nope. Beeman had the
Beeman had the other touchdown, yeah. And Jones. Okay, right. There are the touchdowns. So Damon Parkman with the score. And the Indians extend the lead to 20-6 with 4:18 to go in the game. Damon Parkman with a big run there. Got to the outside, showed good speed down the sidelines and able to go in. And the Indians will go for two here with 4:18 to go in the game. The Indians have a man split to the left side. Full house backfield. They pitch now to Parkman, trying to get to the outside of the sticks. He is going to be short, I think. No, he got in. He got into the pylon. Over on the far sideline, he stretched the ball out to the pylon and was able to score the two-point conversion. So with 4:18 to go in the game, score now reads Lawrenceville 22, Red Hill 6, 4:18 to go in the game. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, you're listening to Indian and Saluki football on WAKO.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport. Also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Inlow Field. Lawrenceville Indians have a 22-6 lead with 4:18 to go in the game. Indians will kick off here. Damon Parkman, a touchdown run. And here is the Jordan Jones kick, a line drive up the middle. And the Saluki return man at the 25. To the 30-yard line and knocked down there. So the Salukis will have it at the 35-yard line, it looks like.
Steve, that was one of the biggest drives of this season for the Indians. Very important drive. They moved it 66 yards in 8 plays. Took 3 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock, and Parkman did the honors, scored, covered half those 66 yards on the touchdown play to put Lawrenceville up 22-6 with just over 4 minutes to play.
Ball marked at the 30-yard line and stand corrected for the Salukis. They now spread it out, send three to the left, two to the right, empty backfield. Andrew Maxfield now forced to throw under pressure, hit and sacked. Hit and sacked inside the 30 at the 29-yard line. Big number 73 in there for the Indians. That's Logan Angle, 6'1", 215-pound sophomore. And he lost Maxfield Deal on the sack about 4 yards. Now the Indians can pin their ears back and rush the passer. 3:44 to go in the game and the clock moving. Saluki's trailing by 16, two scores and two two-point conversions. There's a man in motion. They give to the left side. The running back there keeps his legs churning, tries to get as much yardage as he can. That was Gannon Gaither, the senior, off the left side. Picked up some yardage. Makes it a third down and manageable. Third and about 7 from the 34. Their own 34 for the Salukis, but time is their enemy. We're inside of 3 minutes to go by the time they get this play off. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Formation is tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. We have a flag on the play. See what that's all about here.
Saluki linemen were moving earlier. Maybe a back was moving earlier. There was some kind of movement going on.
Yep.
It's going to be the fourth penalty of the night for Red Hill for 30 yards.
Back inside the 30 to the 29-yard line, where it'll be third down and 12 from there with 2:45 to go in the game. Indians trying to win the Oilfield Trophy for the first time in 4 years. Indians have won it three in a row. Our Salukis, I should say, have won it three in a row. Again, the ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Maxfield fakes, wants to throw. Has a man open. Pass is incomplete off the hands of the intended receiver. Damian Plummer out there, but a ball off his hands and incomplete. It'll be fourth down and with 2:24 to go in the game. Suki's now in a world of hurt, trying to make a comeback here deep in their own territory. Not deep, but in their own territory at the 28-yard line. Fourth down and long. Only 2:24 to go in this game. And they have to go for it here. So in split left and right, man in motion now. Here is Maxfield wanting to throw, rolling away from pressure. Looking, throwing long down the sidelines. It's incomplete. Ball tipped away by Tool. And making a diving attempt for it was Blaine Winningham. Fourth down. And the Indians will take over.
Yeah, really, the Indians are fortunate that they did not intercept that ball because their field position now is at the Red Hill 29, and it would have been back closer to midfield had one of those guys picked the ball off.
All right, so the Indians in pretty good shape here with time winding down, 2:15 to go in the game. Each team has two timeouts left, 22-6. They're on top, and they have the ball at the Saluki 29-yard line. I would expect a full diet of Beeman and Parkman here from Travis Ryder. We'll see. Winningham up under center. Those backs are split behind. The Indian quarterback keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes. Dives forward to about the 25-yard line, picking up about four. It'll be second down and six. Second down and seven, they say, from the 26. So a minute 53 to go in the game. Play coming in from the sideline. Head coach Travis Ryder in his first year as the Indian head coach. Indians up to the line of scrimmage on the second down play. Man split to the left side. Backs split. Winningham under center. Gives now to Beeman. Up the middle he goes. Trying to churn toward the sticks and a first down. He's across the 20. Maybe close enough for a first down. Yeah, it is a first down, and that should do it.
Yeah, the Indians can just run the clock out unless Red Hill decides to call timeouts, which would be fruitless, I believe, at this point.
Clock moving here, a minute 16 to go in this 2019 Oil Field Trophy game. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Indians. All they need to do, really, is to take a knee. It looks like they're going to go into the victory formation. Blaine Winningham up under center. He'll just kneel down, and 55 seconds to go. Might have to run one more play.
One more play will do it. The Indians are going to claim the Oil Field Trophy here tonight.
Snap a three-game Oil Field Trophy losing skid. 22-6.
Be some happy seniors on the field getting that trophy for the Indians, Steve.
Indeed. Indian fans right in front of us here on their feet. Applauding their ball club. Again, the victory formation. One more kneel down, and the Indians and the Salukis will shake hands. A lot of these guys, good friends, off the field. And the Indians are going to win the Oil Field Trophy. Look at that sideline down there. Been a long time. Indians also not only win the Oil Field Trophy, but they snap a losing skid. A four-game losing skid. Last win, of course, was here on Loeb Field against Paris way back on September 14th. Indians snap a losing skid with a 22-6 win. So the Indians improve to 2-6. Overall, they're 2-6 in conference play. Salukis will drop to 1-7. And they'll be 0-7 in conference play with one conference contest remaining, that on senior night next week in Bridgeport. Well, congratulations to the Lawrenceville Indians. They have won the Oil Field Trophy 2019, beating the Red Hill Salukis here by a score of 22-6. We will return with the postgame show coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki and Lawrenceville Indian Football on WAKO.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Edloe Field, where the Lawrenceville Indians have defeated the Red Hill Salukis in the Oil Field Trophy game by a score of 22-6. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Glad you're with us. Indians being congratulated out there.
Yeah, it's a party at the 40-yard line, Steve. They're parading that Oil Field Trophy around. Congratulations tonight to the Lawrenceville Indians. Well-deserved. 22-6 victory. Snapped a three-game losing streak in this series. Hats off to the Indians tonight.
Bill, you got any numbers there?
I don't have anything totaled up, Steve, but I can tell you that Damon Parkman carried it nine times for 131 yards for the Indians and scored a 33-yard touchdown run. And Christian Beeman carried it 14 times for 100 yards, had that 48-yard touchdown run in the first quarter for the Indians. A quick scoring summary. The Salukis got on the board first with 8:17 to play in the opening period. Andrew Maxfield capped off the run. And here comes Coach Gray, so we'll give him the headsets.
Saluki head coach Billy Gray joins us here on the post-game show. By the way, the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington post-game show. Salukis lose here by a score of 22-6. Billy, a tough night for the ball club. You had your chances here.
I had plenty of chances. You know, the football game comes down to tackling and taking care of the football. And turnovers were the difference tonight. My kids did battle all night, which is something I haven't seen but one other game this season. So really proud of them. You know, we played two halves and we got after it for the whole game, and that's what it takes.
You showed the ability to move the ball on the ground. You had a good ground game here tonight.
Yeah, you shoot yourself in the foot with a penalty or a a bobbled snap or something slows you down, and we're not a team that can gain 8 or 10 yards of pop anymore. We can gain 3 or 4, and as soon as you get behind the eight ball, you're stuck.
The Indians also showed the ability to move the football, too. Both ball clubs seemed like couldn't stop the run here tonight.
Yeah, they got some weapons, and, you know, Coach Ryder's doing a great job over here. I like that he's here and that we can work together and do some things together. But tonight they were the better team, and, you know, we kind of had a hunch on that coming in, them beating Paris and watching that game and all the films we'd watched. They have some athletes, and they won the ball game tonight.
Well, you got one more game remaining, KZ, next week. Just your thoughts on that quick.
You know, it depends. I don't know what KZ did tonight yet, obviously, but if they come in at 4-4, we got nothing to lose, and they got everything to lose. They're going to be hungry for the playoffs, haven't been there in a while, and you know the tradition up there that's kind of slipped away for a little bit, but they're an improving team, and they're a big team from what I've already seen. So we're going to practice all week just like we have all season and try to make the adjustments to go out and win that ball game.
Okay, good luck next week.
Thanks, Steve.
Saluki head coach Billy Gregg and the Salukis lose here 22-6, as the coach said, had a couple of chances there and just could not get into the end zone. That drive that ended at the 1 yard line had points, could have had points on the scoreboard, but just could not come up with the stop, could the score, and that really changed the game around. And as the coach said, Bill, mistakes by the Salukis really cost them.
Well, 3 turnovers on the Salukis, you know, a couple fumbles and the interception really hurt them. We got time for the scoring summary. I see Coach on his way up here, but the Salukis scored first with 8:17 to play in the opening period. Andrew Maxfield ran 26 yards for a touchdown to cap an 8-play, 63-yard drive. Pass failed, and Red Hill was up 6-0. Lawrenceville scored the final 22 points in this ball game. First coming on Beeman's 48-yard run with 6:38 to play in the opening period. Blaine Winningham ran for the extra 2 points, and it was 8-6 Lawrenceville. Then the Indians tacked on a touchdown in the third period. Jordan Jones on an 18-yard pass from Winningham, and finally Damon Parkman on a 33-yard run to wrap up the scoring. Final score, 22 for Lawrenceville, 6 for Red Hill, and here comes the victorious coach.
Indian head coach Travis Ryder joins us here on the post-game show as the Indians win by a score of 22-6. Coach, congratulations on a workmanlike win here tonight.
Thank you. The kids played really hard tonight. You know, I tip my hat to Red Hill. They played a really good ball game tonight. And, you know, got through there without any major injuries on either side. So it's a great win for us tonight.
Running game was strong here tonight with guys like Parkman and Beeman and guys like that. You kept the ball on the ground and were able to eat the clock and then do what you needed to do to win.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've talked about. You know, we had to do when we lost Brennan earlier in the year that we were going to be more of a run-first team. We've talked about that in practice, and the kids, for the most part, have done a pretty good job with it.
Defense did a good job, too. There was a few times there where they had the ball driving deep in your territory, but you came up with turnovers.
Defense has played pretty well all season. You know, other than a couple of games where we got dinged up a little bit, you know, we've been pretty solid defensively. The kids have played really hard, and, you know, I'm very proud of them.
Kids look like they're having a great time out there winning that oil field trophy. Nothing quite like seeing the fruits of labor coming in the form of a trophy.
Absolutely. You know, they've earned it, and I'm very happy.
Well, you've got 2 wins under your belt now and a chance to close out the year on an up note. You got a non-conference game, a long road trip next week, but you're coming off a win.
Yeah, we'll take that anytime.
All right. Indian head coach Travis Ryder again. The Indians win it here by a score of 22-6. We'll be back and talk about our players of the game coming up here momentarily. You're listening to Indian and Saluki football on WAKO.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC, visit psbnewton.com.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
All right, we're back here at Edlow Field in the Toyota Bushoku Press Box. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indiana and Saluki football here on WAKO. Time now to name our players of the game. Our Anna Lou Chapman with Remax Real Estate in Washington offensive players of the game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, for Lawrenceville, that player is Damon Parkman, and for Red Hill, that player is Gannon Gaither. Parkman carried it nine times for 131 yards tonight to lead the Lawrenceville Rushers, and he had that 33-yard touchdown run to kind of put the clinching touches on this game. For Red Hill, Gaither carried it 12 times for 64 yards in his final oil field trophy game.
And now for the Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited defensive players of the game. What do you think, Bill?
Well, Nathan Worth made the big play for Red Hill defensively. He had the intercepted the pass. So Nathan Worth is the defensive player of the game for Red Hill. And Blaine Winningham was kind of all over the place back there in the secondary for the Indians. And he's going to be the defensive player of the game for Lawrenceville tonight.
All right. There are your players of the game for this contest. Again, the Indians and win hit here by a score of 22-6. Now go to 2-6 on the year with one game remaining. A week from tomorrow, the Indians make the trip west to Trenton Westland. We'll be on the air from Trenton Westland just before 1 o'clock next week. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast here. Fans still gathered out on the field celebrating this victory. The Indians win the oil field trophy for the first time in 3 years, winning 22-6. Bill, thanks for your help, buddy.
Thank you, Steve. Always a good time.
All right. We'll see you next week, folks. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Again, the final, Lawrenceville Indians 22, Red Hill Saluki 6. Steve Anderson for our producer-engineer back at the studios. That's Bill Schrode. Thanks for being with us again. 22-6 Indians on top. So long from Lope Field.
This has been the live presentation of Lawrence County High School Football exclusively on WAKO. Lawrence County High School Football was made possible by the following sponsors: Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Casey State Bank, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, People's State Bank, Toyota Bushoko, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and Rutgers Wholesale. This has been a live exclusive presentation from WAKO Sports.